Well, I thought it was a good day today. We can use it to work on a lot of things that we feel we need to improve on. So, fundamentals, mechanics, situations, certainly different defensive schemes. So, we'll use the work hopefully to benefit us.
As well as you guys played in that first half in Oakland, is there any part of you that wishes you were playing this week just for the sake of continuity?
Could be. Yeah, you get to pull all the players, I guess, but this is the way the schedule worked out, and I think we can use the work here to still improve. I think games are obviously opportunities to improve as well, but all we have is practice. I think we can take advantage of it.
Peyton, after a year, you're in the same place, the same time you were last year. What's the difference this year compared to last year?
Well, it's a different team. We've got some new players. It's been a different season. I think we've been through, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I think we've been through a pretty unique season with some of the injuries and some of the different things that have occurred, you know, off season, on the field, whatnot. So, all that's kind of past us at this point, but hopefully we have learned from it, and we can use it. And kind of like we talk about preseason, you want as much to happen in the preseason to prepare you for the regular season as possible. And I think the same is here. You hope you face as many situations in the regular season that can get you prepared for the postseason. And I think we have faced a lot and seen a lot, and certainly haven't seen it all. Hopefully we're more prepared. It's about using what we learned in the regular season, hopefully to our advantage, and applying it, here in the postseason.
Do you feel you're more prepared because of what happened in that Ravens game last year?
Well, like I said, I think you can, as painful as it was, I think you can learn from it. I think you can use it certainly to fuel you, but you can learn from some of the situational football parts of it. I think you can learn from 16 more games this regular season. It was a new team last year. It's still a new team this year, but there is more familiarity, and hopefully, we have more chemistry with the players that have been on both teams, and the players that are new this year. I think we've been through a lot here in just 16 games, and hopefully that can help us.
Peyton, your two big records that you set both received some contention. Wade Phillips on the touchdown, and then Twitterville on your yardage. Are you a little baffled by how much attention and the scrutiny those records got?
I don't know if baffled, that's your word, I guess. So, yeah, I really didn't get a whole lot into it. So, I guess when you have a bye week, obviously there's not a game to talk about. So, it hasn't really been on my mind very much.
From a preparation standpoint, is it beneficial that it'll be your first one will be one of the three teams? You've already played all three of them?
I couldn't say that. Like I said, I think you use this time to improve your team, your individual job, your mechanics, those type of things. And then, once you find out who it is you're going to face, Sunday afternoon, then you go from there.
Peyton, is it beneficial to have this extra week to get Wes back in timing-wise?
I think that I could certainly say that. I'm sure he appreciates it, having missed a few games. I'm sure he would tell you that he's like being back out on the practice field and have some time to work. And certainly as an offense, we're glad to have him back and can use this time to work and get our timing going.
And during his absence, Jacob stepped up, Bubba stepped up. Do you think that benefits those guys going forward? They're not rusty, so to speak, as you hit the playoffs?
I would certainly think so. Getting a chance for those guys to get on the field, I think, has helped them. It's helped our offense. Those guys have stepped up and done a heck of a job, and it gives everybody confidence when those guys are in there, we're still going to be able to execute.
A couple more guys.
Peyton, are you surprised that only Lewis was named to the Pro Bowl for your offensive line?
Yeah, it's a great honor for Lewis. Obviously, there's a lot of guys every single year on all teams, that are deserving to go. But Lewis had a heck of a year. I'm real happy for him making his first one.
Peyton, I know that Adam Gase is still sort of in the middle of his first year as a coordinator, but what is it about him that's made him so successful in kind of his partnership with you and the Falcons?
Well, I think Adam has done a good job taking the different strengths of the players that he has, and putting those guys in the best situations out there. I always think that's the key to a good offense, is putting players in positions where they feel comfortable, where they can thrive. And I think Adam has done that. He's studied what players do well, what players don't do so well. It's kept them out of those situations, and that's allowed guys to go out there and play fast and play with confidence. I think that's made a big difference. So that's a credit to him for studying his own players and kind of knowing what each guy does best.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, thank you all. Thank you all.